Southern Cal, and just want to say thanks to Barney and Vicki for doing the fellowship and the opportunity to share the word, so thank you so much. And so it's great that we've been working the manifestations here that Jim and Jared has been going over here, and that Barney and Bob have been sharing. And we want to look at a couple of them, Word of Knowledge, Word of Wisdom. And we go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're going to try to do a little tandem teaching here. So, verse 7, it says, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Verse 8, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." So, we saw, you know, Jesus would, he walked with the Father perfectly. God was always giving him revelation, directing his steps, giving him the words to speak. And we also, you know, the Word tells us that we can walk as he walked and do greater works than he did. And, you know, if we can let God work in our hearts, if, here, a little preface, a little story here. When Ashley and I got married a number of years ago, we had started doing fellowship, and so, you know, we'd be cooking and preparing the house and be mowing the yard, and so it's, you know, a lot to get going and, you know, preparing teachings and stuff like that. And I got to a point after some time where just with, you know, busy life, busy schedule, my son's basketball, travel basketball, I was finding it challenging to find the time to really sit down and work stuff. And so I kept going to God and saying, "Okay, God, you know, what do we need to do? And how can I, you know, continue having something to really share with people that will bless people and that's fitting?" And I don't know if some of you may know Tom West, and we used to go to his fellowship, and we used to have what we call the Tom West Challenge. So there are times when we're going to have time to sit down and prepare a teaching, and other times we won't. So on this one particular day, I had been running around and came home and realized that I hadn't had time during the week to put some teaching together. And I'm just like, okay. So I just peaced with my heart, and I just knew that God would work in my heart. So as we started going through, you know, the songbook and stuff, God just opened up the door and kind of directed my steps and gave me the words to speak. And if you, so I was really blessed that God worked in it, and my heart was really comforted. So you can see this in a lot of areas. If you want to look in Acts chapter 2, is the great record in Pentecost. And verse 14, the great record here, I just want to touch on a couple of verses. It says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken unto my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it's but the third hour of the day." So Peter proceeds to give this great teaching, and he basically says to the Jews, "Hey, you know, by wicked hands you have taken, and you have crucified him." And you know, God gave Peter the words right then and there. I mean, he had just spoken in tongues the first time and fired up, and God energized him right then and right there. Another record, we can look in Psalms chapter 23. Psalms 23, verse 2 is a great verse. It says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." So, I mean, God isn't going to physically take our feet, but he's going to lead us, he's going to guide us and direct us. So as we look to him in our days, he's going to give us the information, give us the knowledge of where to go to get to those still waters. How about in Psalms chapter 32? Verse verse 8, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. What a great verse, a great promise. You know, God will teach us, He'll instruct us, right? He'll guide us with His eye. And as we look to Him, He's going to be able to do that. Our thoughts will be there. He'll give us the information. He'll work with all of us in the fashion that we work with Him. So how about in Proverbs chapter 16? Another great verse. Verse 3, it says, commit thy words unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. So, as we go to Him, look to Him, you know, our thoughts are going to be there. In verse 9, it is Proverbs 16, verse 9, it says, a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So as we look to God through our days, He's going to direct our steps. In Proverbs chapter 8, a great verse here, one that's dear to my heart. Verse 12, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. So, what do you need in your heart and your life? I mean, is it in your job? Are you a parent? You take care of kids at home? What do you need for guidance, for inventions, to take care of your family? In your work, what do you need to be able to do that efficiently and do that well? God will give you those words. God will give you that information. There's a great record in Luke chapter 24. I won't go through it, but it's where Jesus, after He had been crucified and raised from the dead, and on the road to Emmaus, where He met two disciples, and He ended up going back to their home, and they broke bread with Him, and they realized, you know, he had been expounding all the scriptures to them. He broke the bread, they realized who it was. And they said, didn't our hearts burn within us? I mean, God directed Jesus to go and meet with these two people, and Jesus spoke those things, the words that God gave Him to speak to these two wonderful believers, to take care of them, to comfort their hearts, to energize them. Just like Peter had been energized at the day of Pentecost, when he was, you know, was it 40 days before that time, he was behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. But God energized him. He gave him the word of knowledge, word of wisdom. He gave him the things to speak so that he could glorify God. And the last verse here before I hand it over to my lovely wife here is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 28-29. I won't read the whole thing, but Jesus, after He had shared with them, they said that He had spoke as one having authority. And there's a lot of dynamic speakers out there, but Jesus truly had the authority and the words that He spoke. God gave Him the words to speak. He always looked to the Father. He always knew what the score was, and He knew how to approach it and how to deal with it. And God will work with each one of us to speak, you know, direct our steps by that Holy Spirit, by that Christ in us. So, and having said that, I'm going to hand it off to my wonderful wife here.
Thanks, Derek. Great sharing. I'm Ethel, the other half, of John here, Robinson. So, yeah, we are in Northern California. We do have fellowship every other Saturday, well before the COVID thing, right? But anyway, yeah, so when you're over here in the Bay Area, come over. We have fellowship and food. So I do cook dinner when we do have fellowship. It's such a great thing. I do love doing that. I like blessing people and my cooking and yeah. So anyway, just to share a little bit, John and I gone to India. We've gone to India in the year 2012. And that was such a great learning for us. For me personally, I carried the verse Jeremiah 33:3, and it says there, come unto me, and I will show you great and mighty things which you don't know. I mean, people there are just so humble and meek. Once they get born again, they just run with the word. And we saw that it's just such an encouraging time, and you just get blown away, because there's no black or white. They just take it and run with the word. And, you know, you see people get their testimonies, like getting raised from the dead and all that. So that was such an exciting time. I thought I'd just want to share with that a little bit. But before I go into it more, I'd like to really thank Bob and Jeannie Linfeld, Barney and Vicky Barnhart, and Jan Majera for putting all this conference call all together. I believe that God has, like, with this, you know, COVID-19 or not, I mean, really, they've shut down the churches and all that, but God is bigger. Look at that. We've been reconnected. We're having a family reunion. In April 21st, I heard one of the believers, she manifested, spoke in tongues and interpreted, and Leslie Howland, if you're out there, I took the PFAL class at her house back in the day. That was 30-something years ago. And I was just, like, blown away. I mean, you know, we are believers. Some are not standing anymore, perhaps, or the ones that are standing, we just see the power of God just move in our lives and more. And with Bob's teaching about, you know, he started 3 weeks ago with the 9 manifestations. I believe that when you walk with God, you know, he gives you that utterance. And I just want to give you a testimony. I used to work in a doctor's office, and, you know, I'd be scheduling patients and things like that. And sometimes I get to witness a little bit. But one day when a patient came out of the room and he said, oh, thank God, I'm a lot better or whatever. But that's when God was talking to me and said, Ethel, that's your cue. You can talk about me now. But anyway, when he was right in front of me, I started to quote him, or verse, the verse Proverbs, I'm sorry, it's in Psalms 139 and 23 and 24. So we can go there. And in Psalms 123:24, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So it's this patient, his name is Kevin, and he said to me, my gosh, Ethel, how did you know I needed to hear this verse? And I'm like, I didn't know. God gave me the utterance to tell you that. And this what led Kevin, that's the guy's name, to come to fellowship. And I believe at that time God was really working in me. Here's one of the 2 of the 9 manifestations, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, and it was just in action for me. And so just like you guys, you know, we it's a walk in a relationship with God. And as we do, you know, man, you just be still and he'll give it to you. He'll give you the words to speak. And, yeah, so that was really a great opportunity. And any of these 9 manifestations, you can manifest it. You know, and put it into action. We just got to walk, believe God, and he'll give you the utterance. And I want to close with Proverbs 3. And my husband knows this is my all-time verse, Proverbs 3:5-6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. It's just so wonderful that we can walk with God and to be his representative. And I tell you, as we build that relationship with God, we walk with the Father each and every day, the fellowship gets sweeter and sweeter every day. Bless you, Daddy.
Oh, thank you guys so much. We definitely appreciate your hearts and your knowledge and experience with walking with God, and what an inspiration it is.